You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome back to the Queendom Hour. This is Bree Shea.
And this is K-Man.
And it is episode 5, y'all. This
five.
Is like a milestone for
it's
us.
It's a milestone.
I didn't think we would make it this far. But we are grateful.
5 is the number of grace.
Come on. Cool. That word. Anywho, so last episode 4, we talked about
identity.
And, yes. You know, we just expounded on where we felt like we were in our walks because of the women's conference that our first lady put on. You know, we just expanded up off of that and where we stand in our walk with Christ. Now, I guess one thing that we can flow off of that, because one thing that that I pride ourselves in that I think that's good for us is that all of our topics go in like some form of order.
Yeah.
So it's good that this is the stuff that we come up with, or the stuff that God allows us to come up with. But now, something that we both got into, is that the right terminology? It's weird terminology.
That is weird to say that. That's really weird.
But it's the right terminology. Today, at such a milestone of greatness, we're going to talk about celibacy.
Celibacy, y'all.
And this is a good topic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we can expound on our own personal journeys to deal with it, because we're both in it.
Mm-hmm.
Some longer than others, but thank you, Lord, for sustaining.
Okay, seriously.
So, seriously. Let's talk about it.
I think that we should start off with you.
That's fine, because I always point it towards you. So
yep. So we shifting on episode 5.
Come on, shifting.
No, but question for you: what made you want to start this journey? First off, tell people how long the journey's been.
It's been five years for
That's perfect for episode 5. Look at
that. Wow, that is. Mm-hmm, come on, full circle. Mm-hmm, come on, Jesus. Mm-hmm. So it's been 5 years for me. What got me into it? I think I literally just walked into it.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like a specific thing. If you know me, when I started my walk back in 14, I think, I officially started to know and understand who God was.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came into my walk, and then I started to, you know, seek God more and try to figure out what it was that God wanted me to, how did God want me to go about my walk? Because mm-hmm. I had made it a point that my walk wasn't going to be like everybody else's walk. I wasn't going to call myself a Christian and not live according to the calling.
Mm-hmm.
So, 2014, I lost my grandmother, and I had broken up with my boyfriend within months of each other, maybe like a month apart, or my boyfriend at the time. within months each other, a couple of weeks apart or whatever. So that was a hard time in my life. And, you know, going from that, I wanted a different way to approach life.
Mm-hmm.
Finding my Christian walk. And then I think I just was in the midst of trying to figure out, like, what did I want to subtract in order to glorify God more? You know, how did I want to go about this Christian walk and be serious about it? Lord, what can I sacrifice in order to be called your daughter?
Right.
And it was just like, your body. But not going in like full throttle, like, oh my God, I'm going to give up everything. It was more so, I'm going to give up everything until I find that one person.
Mm-hmm.
And it was even like kissing, like, you know, holding hands. Like, I was going extreme. Because I was,
you
my feelings were hurt.
You not even going to give my feelings, 5 feet of me, sir.
My feelings was hurt. So I was just more so like, arm's length, you know, however it may go. That's how it's going to be. If you with it, you with it. If not, you not. Like, but I'm going to, you know, distance myself. Then the more I got to learn about God, the more I wanted to be a little bit more pure, the more I started learning about relationships, the more I started to learn about marriage, because marriage was not something that I wanted to do. I never seen any successful marriages, and it wasn't a burden. Like, you know, I know plenty of people who had long-term girlfriends, plenty, and lived together, got whole families together, everything like that. And, you know, I was just in the midst or had or thought about, like, I can literally just exist with somebody without really, like, thinking of, like, we can truly just exist. It's this unspoken thing that we get into that, oh, I don't need this, I don't need that, I don't need title, I don't need the papers. But my idea just stemmed from, I just want to be more like Christ. I want to sacrifice more. So I'm going to give up my body. Then eventually it got to the point to where it's just like, okay, now I'm dating. Now I'm seeing people. Now I'm talking to people. I don't want, like, just to think if I met somebody, even if I felt like a month in, if we were talking every day, hanging out all the time, you know, just, you know, hanging out, and then, you know, you draw closer to somebody in a short time limit. Just to think in a month, if I feel like sleeping with someone was the answer or what's going to get me to that next level or, you know, get us a little bit closer or whatever like that. But then after that month, you stop talking to somebody. So now if that would have happened, you would have had those spirits and those soul ties with that one person that you was never even supposed to be in that situation with anyway. And I noticed too, is that when I started, you know, eventually talking to people, that was the first thing that they would go to. Once I subtracted myself, I started the ability, like, people's, perspective. Was it okay? People's perspective of me heightened in my eyes. Because this is how I see you. You know, this is how you see me.
Right.
It's crazy. So that's where my ability stemmed from. And I decided that I wanted to stay away from any and everything that challenged my ability to be more like Christ, to be more, to sacrifice. And that's what it has come to. It has come a 5-year sacrifice to be more like Christ, to be more in love, to know more about myself, to know more about him. So.
Have you ever been tempted, like, within that 5-year span?
What is crazy? Like, I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. Like, the first maybe 2 years was a breeze. Like, they went by. I didn't even really think about it. But I also wasn't open to, like, dating and experiencing, you know, relations with anybody. Like, I was completely shut off. By the third year, I'm like, like, okay. Like, now I want to start talking to people. Now I want to start going out. So it started getting a little bit harder. But I still, like, for year three and year four, year three, half of year four, I wasn't, like, attracted to anybody. So that made it easier, too. Like, you know, first wasn't dealing with nobody. Then I wasn't attracted to nobody. Like, nobody got my attention because I'm more so attracted to intellect than looks.
Right.
So, you know.
It's called sapiosexual.
Hey, that's what I am.
Yeah.
Y'all know.
Me too.
Dropping them.
Damn. I cannot.
Then after half of year four and going into year five, this is the trying time of my life. I'm just like, Lord, just send them. Just send them. We can make it happen. We can make whatever. We can make it work. Like, just let me know it's from you.
Man.
Once I know it's from you, then we can work it all out. Just send him. We get in a position where, you know, we could do our little thing and then, you know, get married or whatever, do our little thing, and then we can figure out everything else upon that.
Yeah, no.
He's just like,
that's just not even going to happen.
Nah, that's not how it's going to work, sis.
Heart what check, for real.
Man. So now I'm coasting. I'm doing a little bit better. I mean, I'm still single. So,
Yeah. You
know, it's no rush into anything, especially anything that's going to jeopardize my walk,
mm-hmm.
especially when I come so far.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one thing people do not understand. When I have come so far, ain't nothing about to break that.
Yeah.
So, child, I'm just out here dangling.
I can't.
Waiting.
I can't.
Waiting on the Lord.
I cannot.
That's me. Mm. What about you?
Mm. My story's a little shorter than hers. I'm not at the 5-year mark, but yeah. I'm a little over 2. I just didn't want to repeat the same cycle that I had been going in for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do something completely different. It was almost like a renewal of myself, of mm-hmm. my body, of just my mind, everything. So I felt like, okay, I have to let go of some things and not bring them into my new chapter. And that was definitely one of the things that I had to say, okay, I gotta let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't realize it, but like a lot of relationships rest on that as a foundation and not God.
Yeah.
And so my thing was, I can't repeat that and expect to be in a lasting relationship and expect to have this ideal husband and all that stuff. Like, I mean, it can happen, but mm-hmm. not in the way that would be pleasing to God. So for me, it was just like I needed to do something to just completely renew myself going into a new season. And that ended up being sacrificing myself, my body, which was the best thing that I could have did.
Yeah.
Craziest thing is because now I'm in a relationship. And actually, so we're both on a journey together. He's actually been going longer than I have, but what was crazy was that when we got together, he thought I was joking when I said I wanted to be celibate. He was just like, what? He was like, oh, okay. He thought I was just one of them girls that was saying it. And then the next 2 weeks, it'd be like, oh, you was just playing. No, I'm serious. And so he found out that, oh, I was being real serious. And he was like, I respect that. And he told me about his journey and why he chose, you know, mm-hmm. to go that route as well. And so in a relationship, it's a little more tough than being single and celibate, because especially when you're attracted to the person. But I feel like you said, like we've been going for so long that it's just like at this point, I'm not gonna say we don't think about it, but that's not really the topic of conversation anymore, because it's like we're not doing it. So we're not about to sit up here and have a whole conversation about sex. And we just like it, I don't know. Like we're in too deep at this point.
Mm.
So yeah, my journey was about renewal. And while I've been on this journey, I got into a relationship, and now I felt like that was just another real test for me. But it's been good. Yeah, it's been good.
I mean, do you ever attempt it?
Yes. Like I said, when you attracted to the person, that's, you know, 100 times harder. It really is. But I remember why I'm doing it, what I'm sacrificing. I feel bad when I say it, but like the reward in the end, like I think about all of that.
Marriage?
Yeah. But being able to give myself to my husband, like I think about all of that.
Why do you feel bad about saying that?
because I say reward, and you know, some people might take that wrong, like my motives are wrong, but I swear that's not my motives.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that.
But it's like the bonus.
No, it's the, no,
it's the bonus.
It's like you know, working on a relationship is the tough part. Mm-hmm. So the reward from it all will be the marriage.
Yeah,
I mean, if sex just happened to be in it as well, hey,
right?
I mean, come on. But yeah, y'all are struggling, y'all. I'm out here struggling.
Well, see, I'm not at the struggle stage. So, like, it's weird, y'all, because although she's been going longer than me, she's hit a point where she's, like, at that struggle. And even though I've been going shorter than her, I'm kind of coasting.
So it's the two-year mark. What did I say? The first
coasting.
2 years was a breeze. And it went by so fast because even what you just talking about, you said, what, 2 years? Like, you said almost 2 years?
Mm-mm, a little over.
A little over. So, okay. Girl, I ain't here. So, you say a little over 2 years.
Am I at 2.5? I think I am, you guys.
Looking at the date.
Dead. What's today? The 10th.
10.
Yeah. Actually, about 2 years and, oh, I'm almost at 3.
Okay. So, you
I
know.
I didn't factor that in, but yeah.
Just getting over that hump is just like, that's the easy part because, like, you know, most definitely where your mind is focused on. Mm-hmm. Then it just gets to the point to where it's just like, yo, I'm like, I didn't went this far. Like, come on now. Like, what's going on? What's
like,
next?
For real.
Like, like, so that's where I'm most definitely at with it. Like, you know, I'm trying to, you know, sustain that for more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and it gets hard. It's not hard at first when it was and with me being single with guys saying, you know, when you tell somebody, say like, oh, I'm celibate.
Right.
And
they
see
that as a challenge. Why do guys see that as a challenge? Like,
and no.
I've encountered guys that see it as a challenge.
I mean, technically you would have got that seen it as a challenge. But when it was me, they was like, nah. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
They was so they definitely just, like, they didn't try. They was just like, oh, she don't want it. Nah. See, guys like, that I've talked to about it or that have asked me why or that have been interested be like, oh, you ain't for real. No, I'm for real.
Yeah.
Why would you even think that I was lying? I don't understand.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's the way it's said or something like that.
Know.
Because they was just most definitely like, no.
Wow.
Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the journey that God has me on and just steering me away from anything that's going to be tempting or whatever. But, you know, when I...
That's
when
a
I
blessing, though.
It is. It's an absolute blessing. I wouldn't have asked to do it any way because that would have made my journey a lot harder, especially, you know, I was just coming into my walk. So let somebody say, oh, yeah.
Right.
You
like,
know, oh, you, nah.
Lord must have sent him.
I would have been, and I really didn't call it a celibacy walk until my second year.
Mm.
And then I was like, okay, this is what I'm doing for Christ. I've been on it for so long, but my second year is when I put a name onto it because I'm like, what is this?
Gotcha.
Like, what is saving my body and saving, you know, myself? What is really putting the Lord first? And I had to really do my research on what it truly meant to be, you know, celibate. Then, you know, I put scripture behind that as well. So I'm like, yo, Lord, this really is something.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just got to the point to where I just, you know, had to break away from anything and everything that was going to tempt my mind and tempt my ability to be that way. And, you know, I guess I would have to ask you, like, because you did say before your boyfriend, you started your walk, right?
Yeah.
What were some things that kept your mind in check?
Honestly, I was still mad at my breakup, so...
Yeah, that'll do it. Can't so nobody touch
like,
me.
It was just like, not doing, not a thing. Like, I just, that really was it. Like, my mindset was still like, man, he done made me mad. I'm upset. I'm good on guys. Like, it was, I wasn't even looking for my boyfriend. Like, it just literally happened. I was just chilling. So, yeah, it was a fact of just being pissed. That's what did it.
Being pissed.
Being pissed. That is what did it.
That is crazy. That is really crazy. That's but that will do it.
That will really do
that
it.
That will, like, definitely do it. And then you got with your boyfriend. And then y'all was just like,
nah, I told him from the beginning, I was like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I ain't say it like that. But I was just like, I'm not, I don't want to have sex before marriage. Like, I just, I don't. Because I have to, I'm renewing everything. I'm going into a new chapter in my life. I don't want to bring anything from the old into the new. And he respected that, even though he thought I was lying first. But
come on.
He then found out. Oh, she's serious. She yeah.
That is hilarious to me. Yo, I always laugh when I hear that voice. Because he be really in shock. Like, yo, like, what?
But it's crazy to me because I'm like, how are you shocked? Hilarious. And you were already on this journey, sir. I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. But it's crazy because, you know, guys always, well, I'm sorry, everybody in my close circle that's in a relationship right now is also celibate. But it was funny because when we had other people that we're not super close with, that we told that we were celibate, they just be like, how? Like, what? Like, just amazed. And I'm like, God. Like, it's the only way to explain it. Like, just God. And we had to tell people, too, that you have to find other things to do than just sit in the house. Like, if there's anybody out here listening, if you're in a relationship and y'all trying to be celibate or y'all are, get out the house. The house is comfortable. The bed is there. The couch is there. Everything is there. Not saying that you can't do it anywhere else, but there's a lot of temptation there because it's an intimate setting. And if you feel like you're going to be tempted, it's good to just try to change your scenery. And so we made sure early on, like, we was like, we don't want to just be sitting up in the house. Let's go do stuff. Let's go learn each other more. Let's go really get to know each other, really get to see each other in different elements. And when we did that, it became a routine. So it was like we never really wanted to just sit up and look at each other or be tempted. We were always like, let's go on. Let's be on the go. Let's do different stuff. So.
Hey, I don't know if that would understand that.
Man.
That's most definitely a process. You know,
it's being a process.
Being single is a little different because it comes to a guarding, you know, you being specific over yourself and being a guarding of your heart and a guarding of your eyes and ears. So when I first started, I got into the idea of what I needed to do in order to stay away from that, in order to stay not be tempted, not have any temptation behind what I wanted to do. So it became what I watched, what I allow myself to listen to, what I allow myself to see.
Yep.
Of course, what I watch. Come on, Brishay.
Oh, I mean, even, I got what you were
even
saying.
See in even to just like see in real life. I knew like there was a lot of stuff that I needed to stay away from other couples.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's most definitely the thing, especially if they're not understanding the yoga. Because when I started, wasn't nobody doing it. Wasn't nobody doing it. Nobody.
You gotta be careful who's around you, because those people will tempt you too. Especially if they're doing it,
exactly.
And then they like,
they be the main ones. Oh, I got somebody for you. Somebody wanted to be, and it's just like,
nah.
No. Like, why would you even want me to partake in that?
Right.
Like, especially what I'm doing. So, you know, you start learning a lot about not only yourself but the people around you from the decisions that you make. And celibacy was a real eye-opener for me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when I'm just like, oh, I'm not doing this. And, you know, when you go from the music that you're listening to and, you know, people not respecting that around you and, you know, what you allow yourself to see, other people kissing, other people, you know, being hugged up, you start getting those feelings and emotions start to rise. And you just like, well, I want that too.
Yeah.
Then you find yourself out looking for something that doesn't have your name on it. And I mean, that's not fair. That's not fair to yourself. That's not fair to your environment. That's not fair for the people around you, because now you're tacking on stuff to them. I mean, they should respect you, but you should also respect them as well and what they want to do. So just cut that off. Mm-hmm. I had to, like, it was a bunch of stuff that I stopped watching. Like, it was a bunch of stuff that I stopped watching.
Everything
at 14.
On TV is just like, have sex with this person that you just met five seconds ago.
No, and seriously.
Just, and you'd be like, wait. Okay.
Right. This might make sense. She did it. I can do
right.
it.
Right. Like, they still living. They good.
Man. Okay. They got their little problems, but they together. Man. It was like super
and
weird.
And do you realize too, like, there's not a lot of, or I don't know any right now, of representation of celibacy in the media, on yeah. TV, on anything. Like, nobody's like, yeah, we're waiting till marriage. We're just like, there's nothing. Yeah. So it's like, it's either you be tempted by everything that's out there, or you really on this walk is really you and God, because yeah. the world ain't offering you not a darn
nothing.
Thing.
The world don't want you to be celibate. They want you to keep on
Man.
Reproducing out of wedlock and making good TV shows about how you somebody baby mama mm-hmm. and how he didn't have other babies on you and how y'all got drama in the midst of it. And then how they grow up and be, mm-hmm. you know, all messed up in the head because their parents couldn't get it together and still going at it, even though you grown. Man. Like, it's a weird. No, seriously, it's a weird cycle that we continuously get in because of sex.
Yeah.
Like, y'all are weird. Like, y'all are so weird. Instead of everybody just making a conscious decision, like, this is not for me, it has caused so many problems. And that's, if you really think about it, sex is literally the root of a lot of problems.
It is.
Like,
you start doing that in a relationship, things just shift.
Yep. They everything
shift. I feel like you can't see clear
everything.
You just, things just shift.
Everything does not, like, it starts to, it's like sex put a blinder on your mm-hmm. eyes. Like,
most
you start turning your head to a lot of stuff, to a bunch of red flags that you wasn't supposed to. Then on top of that, you connected with this person. Like, spiritually, you're connected with this person. So anything they do, you feel as though it's something that you have to work through.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, no. I mean, but if you would have waited, you would have been able to see those red flags a little bit clearer and a little bit sooner.
Yeah.
Than waiting until you know, y'all got a house together and y'all got kids together. And now 10 years down the line and y'all in each other's life deep.
Right.
Then it was more so, you know, oh, I seen it before, but now we getting it, and
off.
I can't, okay, and now 10 years in, and I can't, you know, I can't do it no more.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to knock anybody's journey and what they got going on, it's just personally for me, I don't want to deal with that level of dysfunction. I grew up in dysfunction.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of toxic relationships, are toxic things around me. So I wanted to put emphasis now, because, I mean, like I said, firstly, my walk wasn't about marriage or, you know, sex. It was just more so about a sacrifice. Now, you know, that I'm really like, okay, I do desire to get married. It's about the denial of dysfunction that I want around my relationships and around mm-hmm. what I want out of, you know, out of my family and, you know, out of my personal experiences, what I want to bring my children into. Like, it just goes deeper than the surface level of, you know, I don't want to say sex is wrong, because it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. God made
it. It's a beautiful thing.
Listen, it's amazing.
And it's natural. And
it's
little do we know, we need it.
Yeah.
Let's be very clear. But outside of all that, we want to get to a point to where it's healthy,
mm-hmm.
because we don't hear about healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sex relationships.
Yeah.
And it comes with marriage. And not to say that even all marriage relationships, because
yeah.
a lot of marriages do use that to, you know, get over some of their issues.
Mm-hmm.
And some of their problems. And, well, you know, I could just sleep with my wife and everything else will go away. We don't have to talk about the meat of the issue. We
right.
can just deal with the surface. Surface is, maybe you just had a bad day today and let me just get this off of you. It's a stress reliever and then we can move on. But no, you still have to deal with that stuff.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. I'm not married. So I'm not,
not about to play.
I'm not about to give no marriage, no marriage counseling. But yeah, no.
It's, I mean, it's common
from
sense
what
is
I heard, from what I hear.
Common sense is common sense.
From what I hear, that can be an issue. Yeah. I mean, I don't know, y'all. I'm just out here dangling. So
I'm not about to play with you.
I can only speak on behalf of singles. Like, we just gotta wrap our mind around, you know, it's okay to distance ourselves away from everything that's going to be a distraction to our purpose.
Yeah.
And that can mean anything across the board. It can mean your relationship with God. It can mean waiting until marriage. It can mean, I'm supposed to be doing that anyway, but, you know, it can be your sacrifice for more intimacy with God. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be a distraction, because let's be clear. It's a lot of people out here who's still in the church, who claim to be Christian, who still is having that. And that's something that they can't break away from. Mm-hmm. And that's more something that I'm not knocking, because it was more
we
so.
We all have our, you know.
Oh, absolutely. That we most definitely deal with. So I cannot knock anybody who is still out here struggling with that, because something that, you know, it's not something I'm struggling with anymore, like heavy, but something that they probably didn't been able to kick off. I'm struggling mm-hmm. with. So, you know, it's, you know, even play across the ground, like, we are struggling, but most definitely, like, protect yourself against everything. Yeah. People, places, y'all, don't go to some of these places that's gonna tempt your ability to be celibate. Don't deal with people that's gonna tempt you to be celibate. Don't,
that's gonna,
you know,
enable
be around
that behavior,
man. It's so
especially
much,
after you've told them that you're on this journey and they continue to enable the behavior, you might need to check your circle then.
Man,
but I
very
think
clear.
Honestly, I think the number one question that Brisha and I get, or just anybody who's celibate period, is how are you gonna know what it's like before you're married? Or how are you, I swear, that's like the number one question. And I just look at them and I'll be like, God loves me too much to leave me out here hanging. He knows the desire of my heart. Like, we good. But then the other thing I say is too, is that we have to remember that because we're all supposed to be untouched before mm-hmm. we're married, the only person you're supposed to know is your husband or your wife.
Mm-hmm.
So if I don't know anything and that's the first thing I've experienced, then that means that I don't have anything to compare it to.
Right.
The thing is, why everybody gets so up in arms about it is because you didn't had pieces of some of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now when you're supposed to get what you're supposed to have, you don't even know how to take it, because mm-hmm. you're comparing that to the other stuff you had.
And let's be very clear, when we a lot of the stuff I'm sorry, but a lot of the stuff that we get ourselves into is unnatural. Like, you'll be surprised at the many stuff that we didn't made up sexually that we were never supposed to be involved with in the first place.
Mm.
But it's good. And it feels good, and that's perfectly fine. Like I said, hey, I'm out here dangling, so it's been a while for me. I don't know what the new kids came out with that I may want to try eventually with my husband.
Your flesh but wants what feels good, though.
Exactly.
Period.
And that can come in a bunch of different forms, something that I'm most definitely not knocking, but y'all have to give somebody, especially somebody that y'all calling your husband, you have to give that man a chance, or wife, some, you know, what you're calling your significant other. You have to give those people a chance.
Yeah.
To, I mean, I'm for, like, you know, when you get that question, it's just like, you have to think about it. You have to think of the situation, like, dang, for real. How would, you know, mm-hmm. what if, you know, you don't know? I mean, you're not going to know. But then it's like, wouldn't you, if you didn't want to work it out with anybody else, wouldn't you want to work it out with your husband?
Man.
Or your wife?
Man.
Wouldn't you want to be able to teach them what you like and how to do certain things and allow them to explore on you? I think that is going to be the best part about having marital sex.
Yep.
Like, being,
I get,
like,
somebody
being
that's
shocked.
Going to know everything that I want.
Child?
Like, everything that I want.
Child?
Just saying. It don't get no better than that to me.
Let's be very clear. Where I can basically train them to do what I want. Mm-hmm. So I know next time, and it doesn't have to be like, oh, because he tried it on Keisha and mm-hmm. Raven, mm-hmm. you know, and he coming to me with the same techniques he used on them. No, mm-hmm. clear that part of your brain. Let's renew this stuff. Let's get before God. Let's come together in matrimony, mm-hmm. and let's experience what we like to create what we want. To have more of a idea and get into, you know, our own boundaries and our own sexual relationships sexual relationship, so we could be happy. Because at this point, it's not about nobody else but us.
Yeah.
So what are we doing to heighten that?
That's what you need to be working on.
Let's be very clear.
Let's keep it spicy every
Let's
time.
Be very clear.
Like, I feel like that's what it's supposed to be. It's all a learning lesson. Like, marriage in general is just a learning lesson. And sex is one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's really, that's just really what it is. So I don't get scared at the thought of, oh my God, I don't know how it's going
to
be.
That's a weird thought to have.
But I'm in love
with this boy, but I should try him out because, I'm in love with this girl, but I don't know how she's going to be. I can't marry her if I don't know how she's going to be.
If you think that's the only thing that's going to sustain your relationship is a sexual marriage, like, that's it. That's all y'all going to have. That ain't going
to
work.
That's crazy to me.
That ain't going to work. Because that's what everybody focus on.
It is.
I just want to know how she is in bed. What about if sis don't know how to cook clean, don't know how to handle her finances,
child, don't know how to raise a child.
Like, what if she doesn't even know how to function in a household setting or being a wife? Like, we don't think about that.
Yeah,
I just want to make sure she's doing it.
I just want to make sure she's good in bed, that she do everything that I like.
It's so much more. Child. It's so much more. Y'all, we got to really, like, really grow up. Like, it's so much more.
Of being of sex.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing in the world that's keeping the world growing. Like, sex. You get a hole in your pants. My girl don't know how to sew, but she know how to lay on her back.
Mm.
Huh? That's who you want your wife to be?
Where's her morals and values and all of that?
Where her spiritual beliefs at?
Same for guys, what? Too. We ain't leaving y'all out at all.
They the main ones.
Same for guys.
They the main ones. Girls are like, more, I mean, it's a lot of girls out here that's more so like, I ain't waiting or whatever. But mm-hmm. guys are the more so ones like, no, I ain't doing it. But y'all, who you want your wife to be? Like, what are you looking for? And a wife.
Just somebody that can please you sexually. That's it. Look, I want a well-rounded I can't even get it out. Individual. I want a well-rounded individual. Like, I don't want them to just be, like, stellar sexually. And then I'll be like,
don't spend no time.
Right, like, how's
don't protect
marriage?
You.
We producing.
I'm on my fifth child. We producing.
What about everything else? Well,
he don't protect us. He don't provide for us.
He's not there. Like, what? I don't know. Now that I'm older, the whole idea of marriage, everything is just so much more complex than I used to think. It's so much more to it, y'all. Yeah. Like, I used to think one track. Mm-hmm. And now my mind goes everywhere. There's so much more.
If you think about it right now, attached. Marriage is a scary thing. Marriage is such a scary, scary thing. Like, you know, I have my moments where I'm just like, I just want to, somebody show me that they are worthy of getting to that point. But then I really sit down and I really think about, like, even just talking to somebody, just trying to pick their brain about stuff, like, we are literally two different people raised in two different environments.
Coming together.
Your mama and daddy is somebody else mm-hmm. from my mama and daddy. Mm-hmm. We got different grandparents. We got different siblings. We got, if we have siblings, sometimes we don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
me, I come from no siblings, and he got... Four
child,
four siblings. Yeah. Child. And I'm the only child. So I'm used to just being by myself. I'm chilling. I don't got to share with nobody. I'm good. Child. And he's the oldest. So it's just like, that's a whole different ballgame.
Man, two different households. But this is stuff that people don't think about.
Like,
and different standards.
People don't think about this stuff.
Y'all don't think about that stuff.
Y'all just think y'all about just wanna,
y'all, y'all just, as long as I could just have somebody with a ring on their finger in the same house, all we gonna do is have sex. And it's just like, nah.
Man. That's actually funny because I've talked to married people and they say that, yeah, you say that at first. And then when you get in that boy, it's gonna be times where you don't feel like it. It's gonna be times where there's y'all both gonna be on two different playing fields, y'all minds everywhere else. You're not even thinking about sex.
Man.
It's other things that you have to take care of.
Man.
Or other things that have your attention. Like, we say that now. Yeah. Before you get in it.
Right. And then we have to understand, like, it's one part. Like, people
that's
think, like, once they get together, like, 90%.
It's a big part, but it's one
but
then,
but you
part.
Think, like, 90% you're going to be doing it all the time? Like, oh, we just going to get in the house and we're going to be doing it all the time. We just going to do it in the car. Like,
truly, I don't even want a husband like that.
Man.
Because if that's the only thing that you bring into the table for me, I'd be like, yeah, child. Bro, nah.
I'm like, good. what we gonna do when I get off work and man. My feet hurt and I'm tired and I don't want to be like, I don't want to be bothered.
Bay, let's have sex.
When I
you got a headache, let's have sex.
Child, I barely, like, I'm so wishy-washy. Like, I barely even want to be having conversations with certain people, especially if you text me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you call me, I can have a conversation all day. Mm-hmm. But if you're trying to get deep in a text message, nah. I'm literally on my phone like, what you want? Like, why you keep texting me? Like, so to be able to be in a mindset and some stuff, and sometimes it don't be even nothing wrong with me. Mm-hmm. That's just how I am.
Yeah, same.
But just to think, you have to go home to a man who doesn't want anything but to talk
to
you.
But your body.
I mean, well, I wasn't going on that.
Oh, end. On that end.
Yeah,
okay,
I was
you.
Just thinking, like, you know, for your husband, when you go home and you don't want to do nothing, you don't want to be bothered, you don't want to talk, and you have this man at home who just wants to talk to you, and mm-hmm. you're supposed to take care of, and he's supposed to take care of you, but you don't want to be bothered. Like, nothing's wrong with you. You just don't want to be bothered. Mm-hmm. That is terrifying. That is really terrifying. Like,
but that's why God knows you.
Come on, Jesus. I appreciate you because you know my heart.
Somebody that's going to know those things and respect that about you. Period.
And I absolutely understand that. That's one thing that I don't like put emphasis on. At this point, I really don't put emphasis on being in a relationship or being married or nothing like that. I'm just so content to where I am. Mm-hmm. I'm so content. It's really scary. But I'm not going to worry about it. It's just that I know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
Like, somebody gonna come and love little old me?
Yeah. Oh, that's so adorable.
Come on, little old me.
Little old me.
Come on, love little old me.
I did have, like, a, I don't know, just a thought. Like, I feel that because we've been on this journey for a minute, and what if we get to that point where we're in our marriage, but we're so accustomed to this journey that mm-hmm. it carries on into, I think about stuff like that,
almost
that
definitely.
It carries on into the marriage. And it's like, I don't know
mm-hmm.
how that would go. I'm not saying it would, but
yeah.
I'm saying, like, it's always like a what if, like,
most definitely.
When your routine is to do something and then your routine just completely breaks. And
it can break.
Yeah.
and everything will be fine. Let me tell you, I was listening to this podcast and they were talking about it. The man wasn't, he wasn't a virgin.
Okay.
But he was celibate, has been celibate for a long time. But mm-hmm. his wife, or the woman that he was going after, was a virgin. And he was saying, like, during a dating stage, you know, it was a point to where he didn't even want to kiss or mm-hmm. hold hands or anything like that. And it was weird for everybody around him because she was such this, you know, light going, happy go lucky type of person.
Yeah.
And she, her love language was affection.
Mm.
So she wanted to do the kissing and the mm-hmm. holding hands and the hugging and, you know, all the lovey dovey stuff. And he was like, I did that for her, But I really, like, that was something that I had to compromise on. Yeah. But I didn't want to do that because I knew that could lead me to anything. And I was very serious about my walk and where God called me. He's like, it was to the point to where I felt like if I was going to do it with her, even though she wasn't going to have it, but he felt like if I was going to do that with her, I was going to die. God was going to kill me. And so they, you know, he went along with it, been affectionate, and then they got married. And he was like, the wedding day, he was like, I was ready to leave. I was ready to get out of there because I know what was waiting for me once we got to where we got to. So he was like, I was so excited about it. And she was just like, I was excited about it too. And then they got there and he was just like, they didn't even do it.
Wow.
She was like, I was so upset. I was so pissed. And her thing was just like, yes, that was me. You know, I was affectionate, but I didn't know how to be that for you. Mm-hmm. I knew how to be that affectionate person that can kiss on you and hug on you and love all over you. But she was like, I didn't know how to be sexy. I didn't know what my husband liked. I didn't know it was. Oh my God. It was so deep. Like, because you don't think about that.
Mm-mm.
That's something that we don't touch on. Like, we could be so excluded into this celibacy walk. Or
what
into
happens after
being,
the walk is
what
over?
What happened?
Like, really?
Because you've never been with somebody on that level.
Yeah.
That's a whole nother level of intimacy.
Yeah.
And we think that we get that by talking, by experiencing each other, by excluding the, you know, the body touch and stuff like that. But what happens when I could literally take off all my clothes and stand before you and we can actually engage in intercourse?
Man.
But I have never done it before.
Never.
Now you're my husband and now I'm your wife and we can engage in this. Like, am I supposed to, do I trust you at this point?
Like, you almost feel bad. Like, wait, am I supposed to?
No, like.
Well, you are my right. You are my husband. Or my wife.
But I have cut this part off for so long.
Yeah.
Now I'm supposed to get in a space of being comfortable. That's a whole nother level of comfortability. That we have not experienced yet because we're trying to do it the right way.
Y'all, this is why it's so important to have people either around you or just, you know, ministries that deal with celibacy. Like, I feel like it's unheard of.
It
like
is.
You really need like guidance because people really don't think about that. Really, what happens when I think I'm gonna put that on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, what happens when the journey is over? Like you say, be celibate. You say, save yourself. All right, I did that. Here I am. I'm married. My honeymoon is here, and it's the night that I'm supposed to do this with
my
husband.
To my husband.
I have heavy anxiety because we've never been on this level before. I know everything about him, everything there is to know about him, but this.
I know like, how long I trust him. I love him. He provides, he protects. You know, I'm, you know, his rib, I'm his help. We come together, we make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to give myself to you. I have to open myself up on another level to experience this action with you.
Yeah. I really don't think people think.
And people
that.
Think like if you tack on, if you don't say have sex, if you tack on, oh, we're making love, it makes more sense.
No.
It's the same action. It's the same action. So like even like me now, like I could get to the point to where I want somebody so bad. I mean, in that time, but it's I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, I want to know you on a completely different level. I'm the type of woman that likes to ask questions, and I like to pick your brain.
Yeah,
I like to go deeper than surface level. Like I like to go deeper than deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Go take me deeper than deeper.
Mm-hmm.
Then bring me like I can know your favorite color at my wedding. Like.
Oh yeah,
by the way, my
Before
favorite color.
I say I do.
Like, oh yeah. My favorite color is blue. Like But I know other stuff about you. Yeah. I know like what your face looks like when you think. I know that you're always in your head. I know that you like to separate yourself for these reasons. Mm-hmm. And I know when you feel better, you draw yourself closer. Like, I like to know those things. So the little stuff doesn't really, I don't really care about the little stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't care what your, I mean, I care, but like, it's like, whatever, your favorite color.
Come sorry, on, Bells.
Sorry, y'all. But like, I know the major stuff. So the little stuff means, you know, moderate to me. It's moderate to me.
You mean, but it's minor.
Yeah, it's minor to me. But giving myself to you, opening myself up, like, and I've been single, like, it's going to be hard. Yeah. It's already hard for me to open up to people, but I'm willing to open up to the right person. Then tackle on, what, another 2 years of talking or mm-hmm. dating, and then let's say a year of courting, then a year of being engaged. Like, it's getting longer. That's another 5 years. Man. Then you telling me on my 10th year of me being celibate, I'm supposed to give myself, yo, I'm gonna need therapy.
it's baffling to me. I would really love to talk to more. Are people, we celibates? I don't even know.
We celibates. Celibacians or like Michiganians. Celibacians. Whatever you are.
Oh my God, no. But like, I would love to talk to more people who are on this journey and just see their perspective.
Yeah.
What they think about the question we just posed. Like, yeah, we wanna know. And if it's some of our listeners out there that are on this journey, please engage with us, because we need more people to talk to about this. Don't be afraid of your journey, and don't be ashamed of your journey. It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
But make sure while you're on the journey, you're not just doing it to do it. Use this as a time to get closer and closer to God. Like, that's the best thing that you can do.
Yeah.
The best thing that you can do. And if you guys have questions of any kind, of course, reach out to us via email.
Yeah.
thequeenofhour@gmail.com or DM us. And again, hit Brishe up personally, not on our DMs page.
You are, I told you, I'm still open for dates _ on IG and Twitter _ What's my name?
Wow. I think it's Queen Brishe.
Oh, wow. Yeah. @_
wow.
Queen Brishe. Why did I forget my name that quick? Wow.
Know.
Cool.
And then you guys can hit me up on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. It's IMKMatt with 2 T's. This was a really good discussion.
Yeah.
And I know that we are going to have more in the future. Like,
yeah, we need one. We need to get some
more people.
Yeah.
Here.
That's what I was thinking. I got some questions, girl.
Yeah.
I most definitely got some questions. So, child, I still need help out here in these streets. It's hard.
I need help.
Do you?
Just a little. I need more like support. I think we all need more support. And I think there's other people out here that really need support but don't have it, because some people aren't very open about their journey.
Yeah, I agree. They try to draw back, make it seem like they're going to be, it's going to be hitting. But no, people need to hear your story, because you got people like me who just out here.
Dang, and still, as she says.
And still trying to, you know, progress. Still trying to be great. And still eventually want to get married and want to experience more. But y'all.
I'm hopeful for you.
Yeah. So what's your, did you say your IG and stuff?
I did.
Okay. Then RIG.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I forgot that. The Queendom Hour on Instagram, you guys. Follow us. we do try to follow back. Yeah. For the most part, I think we do.
Yeah, we will. Hey, y'all.
Hey. And also, if you're listening, be sure to shout us out. Let us know. We want to hear you guys. Like, if it's something that we didn't answer or a question that you want to be answered, let us know. Yeah. We really want to hear from you guys.
And you all check out my blog, www.queendomheights.com. Just posted some fashion content on there. Yes. Blog tries to drop every Wednesday. If I do blog, it's every Wednesday. But, yep.
I want to give a shout out real quick.
Come on, shout out.
Wait on my phone. I want to give a shout out to Ange. So, her Instagram name is A-U-N-G. I think that's two underscores. I might be wrong.
Yeah, it's my girl, Angelique.
I think it might be two underscores. Hey, girl. Thank you so much for listening.
Yes, thank you. Appreciate you.
She's been really showing us love.
Love you like crazy.
Yes. Been really showing us love. We appreciate you. Thank you for listening. And we're hoping that you share it with other people and our other listeners. Thank you, guys. We really appreciate y'all. We have made it to episode 5. It's a big deal.
The kingdom out here.
We out here. But we're just really excited for the rest of this journey, you guys. And we have more coming to y'all. Yeah. More people coming, more content coming, yep. More topics.
Yeah, you are. So be on the listen.
Be on the listen. I can't. I cannot.
Be on the listen. I'm here for it.
Do you have any nitpicks of the week?
I guess my ability to extend grace.
Come on, God.
Child, yes. It's not going to happen no time soon, but I can be better. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Wow. You just dropped the mic on us.
Yeah.
That's it.
Because I'm working.
Well, you should say it's going to be better eventually. Yeah. You can't say not no time soon.
Oh, it's not going to be no time soon.
Don't be putting no time limit on Jesus.
I'm not. That's why I say it's no time soon. I'm most definitely not. But, I mean, if he worked faster than myself, than my stubbornness, then.
I really believe he will.
What's yours?
I think mine is, how do I word it? I guess being more, I don't know how I want to word it. Like open in a sense and upfront about stuff. I realized I need to do that a little more. I try to be very, and it's not a bad thing, but I try to be very cognizant of, you know, people and their feelings and all that stuff. And I kind of let some things slide. Yeah. So I think I need to be a little more open with people because it'll help me. But I guess my prayer is for me to be open with them, but also for them to be able to receive it and it not be taken wrong.
Okay.
So yeah. Again, pray for me. Y'all know that's every episode.
Pray hashtag pray for K-Man.
And pray for B-Shea and his grace. Amen.
Yeah. Hashtag pray for K-Man.
Can't even get it out.
But that's interesting.
Yeah.
I most definitely will be praying for you.
Yeah.
Let me write that in my prayer journal.
Thank you.
Put you on my prayer board too.
Thank you. You're on mine.
You're saying it, dog. You're so irritating. Beauty tip?
My beauty tip of the week. So I've been very partial to Milk of Magnesia lately. And if you guys don't know what that is, it's actually a laxative. But in the beauty community, our little secret for primer for foundation is Milk of Magnesia. Why? Because it kind of dries the skin. Well, I won't say dry the skin out, but it makes you very matte and you're able to keep your makeup on all day. Like it legit doesn't move. and you don't have to worry about it being shiny or anything like that. So if you're looking for a primer, because it took me a while to find one that actually works with me. Mm-hmm. But if you're looking for one, definitely try. We call it Mom.
Come on, Mom.
Yeah. Try it. And I think you'll like it. For real, for real.
Walmart and buy Milk of Magnesia.
I'm telling you. Go get some. Because your makeup.
Is it a liquid?
Your makeup will,
it's a liquid,
yeah, it's a liquid.
Right?
Your makeup will
last. So how do you apply it?
I use a little, you know, the little applicators from the dollar store. Little white ones. Sponge ones. Sponge. Yeah. And I just pour it a little in the top and put it on my face. Your face will turn white.
Do you put it on like lotion? I mean, do you blend it in like...
Not really like blended, I guess.
Or like pat it on? Like...
Yeah, I pat it on. And okay. It just goes all over my face. Like literally everywhere. Your face will be white. Don't be alarmed. That's just how it dries. But when you put your stuff on there, let me tell you, your foundation, you're not going to look oily, sis. You're going to look matte and be together. Like I've legit worn it out and not had to spray my face with setting spray.
That is interesting.
Like for real, for real.
I'm going to do that today.
I'm going to need you to do that.
You still put, like, concealer and stuff on?
Mm-hmm. I do my makeup the same way. It's just that's my primer now.
Do you correct your skin before?
I don't color correct, actually.
If you was to, would you do it before or after?
You would do it after.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You learn something new every day, y'all.
You do.
Y'all, child, I'm still out here trying to be great with my makeup.
She on a journey, but it's happening.
Okay.
It's happening.
I already told y'all I wear my... I wear my color eyeshadow now.
I'm so proud of her.
It's full, so I'm about to start these color lips real quick.
Get into
it. But only dark.
Get into it.
And then I'm about to go get this Mom. Oh, I'm about to be bomb
out
here.
Get the Mom. So, and it's not expensive, y'all. I think you can get like the small bottle for like maybe $7.
Seven?
I think it's like seven. That's not that expensive. Because literally before I went to Mom.
You get a whole new bottle of freaking
the primer
foundation.
That I bought before I went to Mom was about $30-something. So yeah.
You crazy.
Yeah. So
I don't know.
Get on that Mom tip.
Go Mom.
And it lasts so long because you don't need a lot of it. You're literally just covering your face with the sponge. Unlike these primers that give you the very small bottles and that you're paying $30 for. I'm just saying.
To CVS real quick.
Yeah.
They've been talking about trying to give me some points.
Oh, well, get your points with Mom.
So I'm about to go. Okay. Mom, I'm coming.
Oh, y'all, follow my beauty page. I don't even know why I didn't mention that. I've been forgetting everything.
I just asked
today.
You, did you?
Did you?
I just asked you.
I thought
you
asked
everything.
Me about my personal page.
I said, did you say everything?
Wow. Okay, wow. Guys. Sorry. At It's the Beauty Hour. Make sure you guys follow my beauty page. Like some stuff. Book an appointment if you wish.
Bee.
Just, you know, we out here. Come on. Come on. Nothing else? You good?
I'm good. You are.
Any,
hey, you are.
Any shout outs?
Love
you
all. You know, I'm going to do the shout out thing. Shout out to... Never mind, because I was going
to... You were about to be extremely...
I was about to be
extremely extra.
I really was.
I knew. I felt it.
Yeah, I draw my extraness back. I take it back and save it for next time.
Well, thank you guys so much for tuning into the Queen Demar. We appreciate you guys. We can't say it enough.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys. See you. Nah. We probably not going to see y'all. Yeah. But
y'all can listen to us.
Y'all will be... We'll be back. Next episode.
Bye, you all.
Next episode, don't be signing off yet. Next episode, we may have a guest. I believe we have a guest.
We
might have a guest, y'all. So be on the lookout.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, you all.